From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Clashes between Turkey and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force fighters eased somewhat Tuesday, a week after Turkey and its rebel allies intervened in northern Syria and captured Jarablus, with dual objectives of clearing the border area of Islamic State and Kurdish forces. U.S. spokesman John Kirby welcomed the pause in fighting, adding that previous clashes take away from the united campaign against the IS group, also known as Daesh.
We've seen largely over the last 12 to 18 hours that there has been calm, and of course that's welcome. As we said yesterday, that we don't believe tactical operations between members of the SDF and Turkish forces or forces supported by Turkey to be productive in terms of the fight against Daesh.
The commander of the U.S. Central Command, Army General Joseph Votel, Tuesday underscored the vital role both the SDF and Turkey play in degrading and destroying the IS group.
We rely on both Turkey and the Syrian Democratic Forces to help us in our fight against ISIL. Both of them are critical to it. Turkey certainly plays an extraordinarily important role with their access, basing, overflight, a variety of things that they do, and their operations along the border against ISIL are extraordinarily important and welcome. We also value the contributions of the Syrian Democratic Forces, who have been a good partner to us in helping address the ISIL threat in the area.
Votel said the Syrian Kurds have largely crossed back over to the eastern side of the Euphrates River in a move designed to ease Turkish concerns about a future Kurdish autonomous region. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping reportedly said results from Saturday's election his team tabulated show he defeated incumbent Ali Bongo. The tiny West Central Nation's interior minister was set to announce official results late Tuesday.